Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there for you, as well as a dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We are inside hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls. And they're already rolling in, so we're going to go to the phones and to the fun, too. And I promised a story. Hopefully, we'll either read it ourselves or hopefully the guy will call in about police harassment. But there's a different guy on the line with a different story about police harassment. In this case, police arresting somebody for taking pictures. Let's talk to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hello, hey, man. Sir.
Good. First of all, I wanted to get a plug in for the Free Talk Live IRC channel.
Oh, that's okay. So plug our site. Yeah,
there's about
10
people in there hanging out chatting. So
cool. You can actually get instructions on how to get in there at the BBS.
In yeah, in the general section.
Okay. The top.
Real quick answer to a geek question. What server network is that taking place on?
It is on, we're on Freenode.
Freenode, okay.
Okay, so tell us about what happened.
Okay, well, my cousin went down to New York City today for the Eminem concert.
Mm.
And they were riding around in their car.
Eminem's a musical genius.
Yes, yes. They were riding around in their car taking pictures, you know, just like any tourist would do.
Okay.
You know, they haven't been in New York City very often. And a cop that was walking down the sidewalk actually waved them over because he saw them taking pictures, harassed them for a while about taking pictures, told them that it was illegal to take pictures.
What?
Yeah, and, you know, my cousin, you know, I keep him up to date on stuff. You know, I tell him, don't let the cops push you around. Don't be a jerk to them because you don't want to push him over the edge, but, you know, don't let him walk all over you.
How old is
your cousin? Where was this?
In New York City, right down in Times Square area.
Illegal to take pictures in Times Square?
That's what they told him, right? So he said, you know what, it's not illegal to take pictures. Show me where it says it's illegal to take pictures. Cite the law, show me the code, whatever, you know.
A reasonable response?
Right. You know,
they have made a law in New York that it's illegal to take pictures in the subway now, but not Times Square.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they were driving
in the subway?
Their car. Yep.
How old is your cousin?
He's 24.
Okay. Okay, yep. So he's not 18 or 17, doesn't look like a punk kid, does he?
No, not at all. They're not punks. You know, he's down there with his girlfriend and a couple of their friends for the concert. You know, they're not punks at all. They're straight up people.
So he asks to show the law. What happened?
Not if they like Eminem. Of course they're not.
Right.
Well, the police proceeded to call in backup, took their cameras away, and took them in for questioning.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. About why they were taking pictures, what they were taking pictures of, why they were taking pictures of whatever they were taking.
They took them to the station?
Did your friend look Arabic at all?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
They took them to the police station?
About it.
They took them to police station for questioning?
Yeah, they wanted to know why they were taking pictures of what they were taking pictures of.
Did they split them all up into different questioning rooms?
You know, I don't know, because it happened today. The concert was today, so I haven't talked to them since. They were driving around before the concert.
Right.
So they let
them out, obviously.
Yeah, right. They weren't there for too long, he said, and then he called me right after that.
Would you be able to get them to call in?
I might be able to.
So they weren't actually arrested for taking pictures. They were just harassed.
Basically, right.
Did they get their cameras back?
No. They took the, because they weren't digital. They were regular cameras, so they kept the cameras.
They kept the entire camera.
Yep. I haven't talked to them.
Can they get them back?
Probably. I think they just wanted to take the film out of them, you know, and see what they had for pictures on them.
Good Lord.
That is so insane.
Isn't that absurd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so baffled by this. Are you going to take the... How many people in New York City have cameras?
I know, isn't that crazy? And right after he called me, I went to New York City's website, nyc.gov, I think it is, and wrote Mr. Bloomberg a nice little letter.
Right.
You know, I wasn't mean. You know, I explained to him what happened in the situation and said, you know, I'd like an explanation for this. You know, I mean, that's going to deter a lot. Your city relies on tourism. That's going to keep a lot of people away from your city.
I would hope that you included the badge numbers of those officers.
Well, that's the one stupid thing my cousin didn't get. He didn't get the badge number.
Sure. And now they've got his camera. What, he's never getting that back.
That's what I said. I said, you're out of luck. You might as well forget about that camera.
Was it a nice camera?
I don't think so. I think it was one of those cheap $20, $30 disposables.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. At least it wasn't a $1,000 camera like you've got, Johnson. Jeez, can you imagine that? Can you imagine how angry you'd be?
They wouldn't be taking my camera.
Well, they'd be getting a beat down, my friend.
Yep. And I would take it. But I don't think I would have ever gone to the station in the first place because I wouldn't have agreed.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't have, you know, the thing is when you let the cops walk on you, that's what happens. I mean, I'm sure if you're...
Well, were they under arrest when they took him to the station?
Yeah, probably not.
I think that they told them that they were. You know how they do that. They'll tell you that right. You are, but you're not really under arrest.
You will not believe this. I was talking to my fiancé's sister last night.
Yeah.
We were at a little family dinner thing, and she's training to be a cop. Right, so she's in the midst of the whole course and looking through, you know, she's reading through all the books and all the laws and everything, and she claimed that you could be detained and handcuffed. She claimed that you could be handcuffed and not be arrested.
Yep, for no reason.
That is true.
Yep.
I couldn't believe that. I thought if your motion is restricted, your freedom of movement is restricted.
It does
like that.
By definition sounds like an arrest.
So here's the problem, though. You have to agree to be handcuffed without being arrested.
Well, that's like
the thing. People allow themselves to be handcuffed. Yeah, I'd be like, no. They'd say, we're going to put these handcuffs on you.
Well,
I'd say,
you're not. You know, and then you get arrested for resisting arrest if you don't let them put the handcuffs on.
But it's not because you're not under arrest yet. You say, no, you're not putting those handcuffs on me. And then if they say you're under arrest, then you have to let them put it. But until that point, you don't cooperate with them.
Yeah.
See, the problem is that people are too ignorant. They don't know what's up.
That's like
so
the
they'll just
story.
Say, okay, here, put the handcuffs on me.
And the cops are
am I under arrest?
There's another story on the BBS there about somebody, there was gunshots down the road or something.
Yeah,
there.
We're hoping he's going to call in tonight.
That
because that's amazing.
Story.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Good call, man. Thanks for it. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, thanks.
All right, Brian. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. If you got a camera in New York City,
don't
show it to the cops.
I hope
contraband.
I hope he gets the actual guy to call in because I'd love to ask some other questions.
Are they shutting down all the camera stores in New York City? Have there been raids? Are they confiscating all the film in the city? What is this?
Some cops that need to be fired.
Can someone in New York call and explain this?
In Times Square, no less.
Right.
What are you taking pictures of in Times Square? Are you taking pictures of TRL?
800-259-9231.
Is that where it is, TRL?
Yeah.
Is it in Times Square? I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, come on. People are standing out in Times Square every day. Hundreds of people just screaming little girls.
Maybe it's because he was taking them from a car. Maybe that's what made them dangerous. I don't know.
There's the there's that big Rockefeller Center, wherever, where the skating is, and the statue of the angels and the trumpets. And, I mean, that's a huge tourist site.
Maybe you're only allowed to photograph approved tourist sites.
Yeah.
Maybe you can only photograph in photograph allowable zones.
I kind of name drop TRL. I just want to say it's an MTV TV show, Total Request Live. Pop culture reference, but all the celebrities are on this show. That's why I mentioned
it. Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello, guys.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I talked to you guys last week. I've been out to Atlanta to the Warped Tour.
Yes, Free State Project.
See, some people are interested in pop culture. They go to concerts.
Okay, we're talking to Dan now. All right, Dan.
That's right. I was working the Free State Project table, and we were directly adjacent to the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. So, after I got home, I decided to check out their website, and I find where they're selling a DVD of a speech that their chairman, a guy named Bob Avakian, that he did, of a speech he did. So they're selling this for $35.
Wow!
Wow!
And
porn DVDs are cheaper than that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I know. So I send them a nice email, and I kind of take the slant of being a communist sympathizer.
Uh huh.
And I say $35 is a lot of money. You know, I'd have to work almost all day to be able to afford that. And
did they get back to you?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to find out what they said. Hang on, okay? 1-800-259-9231. What was the communist response to the pricey DVD? I can't wait to find out.
Sounds rather capitalist.
This is your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with over 34,000 posts. We have well cracked over 700 members at this point, and it's free. There's a lot of stuff for you to see in there. There's fun posts. There's interesting posts. There's debate posts.
34,000 posts is a lot of posts to go through.
Yes, it is. So go and go and get started at Free Talk Live.
There are definitely some master debaters on that board.
Yes, there are.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Dan?
Dan!
Dan in Alabama, going once. Dan in Alabama, going twice. And
we'll put him back on hold.
Well, if he's still there, put him back on hold. We'll come back to Dan. In the meantime, let's try Casey in Indiana. Casey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hey, I guess we're having some phone trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm hearing some static.
No, I think there's just probably some trouble.
I got a couple of things to read here.
Let's go to an issue.
All right. Collection of online sales tax to begin in 18 states. For 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What?
Straight out of the S2Report.com.
Okay.
Oh, my.
For 5 years, various groups from bricks and mortar retailers to legislators have been pushing for taxes on online mail sales.
They've been salivating over this. You're right.
Starting October 1st, at least 18 states will begin collecting online sales tax. The online retailers are required to collect the tax. I love this part. This is the best part. In 11 states, another 7, it's only optional. For more than 30...
It's optional?
It's optional. What kind of sense does this make? Yes, I'm collecting the tax. No, I don't want to give it to the government.
It'd be horrible.
I'm optionally raising my prices by 7.5%. More than 30 major national retailers have already agreed to join the sales tax collection program.
You know, this is how the tyranny works. You know, the government comes in and passes a law, everybody respects it.
Do we have a list of the retailers?
Stop
using them. Who are they? I want to know who they are.
Well, we'll see. Which requires online retailers.
You know, Amazon and all the others.
I'm sure.
The biggies.
Let's see. The tax
a lot of them already collect tax.
Requires online retailers to charge and collect the amount of sales tax applicable to the buyer's location and then remit that amount to the appropriate entity. In 2003 alone, of the $104 billion in online sales, the states were unable to collect what would have amounted to $15.5 billion in revenue. Florida is not included among the 18 states' implementation in the sales tax policy. It doesn't look like I have the list.
All sales tax is voluntary. All of it.
Yeah.
Well, if people didn't collect it, what would they do about it? What would they do? What would they do if you have, like around here, there's a 7% sales tax? What if 1,000 businesses just decided, we're going to give our customers a break. Let's just stop collecting that tax.
Well, I can tell you what happens if one of them decides.
Well, we know what happens if one does it, but what if 1,000 did it?
If 1,000 did it, it might be a little harder.
Exactly.
But that's the hard part. It's getting everybody else to do it, too.
Put
your life and limb and family on the line.
Yeah, I understand.
That's why you get to get 20,000 people to gather in one state who are all willing to do it.
That's the only way it's going to happen, my friend. It's the only way.
And then once they do it, other people around the country go, hey, that's working.
Yeah.
And then they just decide to do it one by one. And the one by one starts happening so fast that it becomes multiple people almost at the same time. But because government's so slow, it's almost like it all happened at the same time.
Well, I know we have a listener out there who is working on a new website to allow people to pledge to stop paying their income tax, for instance. He might as well add a little section to the site to allow them to pledge to stop collecting sales tax. That way there's some other names there that would all do it at the same time. They wouldn't necessarily pledge and then stop. They could pledge and then at a certain point, you know, when there's 1,000 people on the list, every one of them stops. I think that, you know, with this information age, we're getting closer to those kind of protests, and it's exciting. Let's go back to the phones. Let's try this again. Let's see here.
I heard the static go
off. Back to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Right. You are there. Good.
Man,
so,
what kind of radio show are you guys running?
Hey,
come on.
Man.
Crappy two-bit, one on a shoestring.
Come on. Technical problems happen. The board ops got a lot of things on it.
So, wait. Now that you said that comment, are you an AMP member?
No.
Busted.
All right, Dan, okay. So you're talking about the Revolutionary Communist Army or Front or whatever they are.
But before the break, I was telling you guys how they've got a speech by their chairman that they're charging $35 for a DVD of.
That's highway robbery.
Right. So I emailed them. Don't outright say that I'm a communist because I'm not, and that would be a lie.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of take that approach.
I'm interested in the American Socialist Communist Revolution Party.
Right.
You started the email with comrades.
Right. So I did use the word comrade. But I tell them that, you know, $35 is a lot of money for a DVD.
Absolutely.
And I'd have to work almost an entire day for that. Most of my money goes toward food, shelter, and transportation.
And the comrades.
And I asked them, as a communist, don't you feel that you have a responsibility to make this freely available to me and everyone else?
Yeah.
And they respond that they pretty much have to sell it because they can't produce it and get it out to people like myself, without raising money. But they don't want that to stop me from getting it. So if I give them my address, they'll send me a copy, and if I can make any type of donation, that would be appreciated.
Oh.
So they're sending me some of their communist propaganda.
Well, it sounds appropriate.
I will certainly never give them a dime of my money.
No doubt about it. Never once.
But at least they're not as hypocritical.
Maybe the reason why it's $35 is because there's so many inquiries by people that can't afford it, so they, you know, they have to raise the price up 50, you know, five times the normal price of a DVD.
This is such a bad idea that we talked about this on the air, because I know that there are going to be tons of people that are going to be going now and just asking for this DVD. They're going to be like, well, I work so hard, and they're just going to be swarming the site. Just hundreds of DVDs are going to be sent out for free, and they're going to wonder, why are we getting any?
Why not the government? You know, these people are just...
Bankrupt the socialists, too.
These are the people supporting the government.
Because the problem is that they're supporting the government. Yes, they are howling idiots, but they're the people who are supporting the big government. And if you take money from the government's just going to steal it from everyone else anyway. They're just going to steal it right back from you.
Yeah, the commies have to get voluntary contributions.
Exactly. You take it from the commies, and, then the commies go away.
To be fair, there are a lot of people who have a lot of wealth that are communists, and you can certainly accuse them of being hypocrites, but it's likely that the leader of this party is pretty wealthy, or whoever's behind the scenes is pretty wealthy, so you're just probably just tapping into his bank account when you're asking for those free DVDs. But I don't know, it should be interesting, I guess, Dan, to see what they have to say.
Yeah, we'll see what it's all about. I imagine it's the same kind of crap they're always spouting.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if the communists want to have their commune voluntarily, I have no problem with it.
Absolutely.
I think you could try socialism and communism underneath a free market system.
Yeah.
So long as you're willing to let people leave the commune. That's the one key issue. You know, if you don't like the way the communist democracy meetings go, then go away.
Well, I have a friend that claims to be a socialist anarchist. And when I ask him, well, do I have to take part in your socialist system? He says, no. If I want to go and, you know, start a market society, then I can do that.
Yeah, there's a guy locally who I tore apart who claimed he was a socialist libertarian.
Dan, good call. So weird. Dan, good call, man. Thanks. That's because everybody wants to attach libertarian to their titles now. It's so cool. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show. So if you've missed a moment, never fear. You can get them all free, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Casey in Indiana. Casey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Casey.
How's it going?
Good, sir. You're on the air.
All right.
Yeah, we've got that out of the way.
What's on your mind, man? You're on the air.
I was the one that got stopped by the police over the weekend.
Excellent.
Okay, so what happened? Give us a story.
Well, we were basically just walking from my apartment to the other, to a pool hall across the river.
So you could do a drug deal, right?
Of course.
Right. Just wanted to make sure.
But anyway, we were almost there, just within a block or two of the pool hall, and a female officer approached us. And
was she on foot?
She was, but she had parked her car just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
She asked us if she could talk to us. She said that there were reports of gunshots in the area. Asked if we had heard anything, and we both said no, and we didn't. We weren't lying to her about that. And then she demanded to see our ID and said she was going to have to pat us down.
In your story that you posted on the BBS, you said that you said you refused. You told her you hadn't heard gunshots and you just kept walking, right?
I kind of turned around and started to walk away from her.
She didn't like that, did she?
She didn't really. I wouldn't say she didn't like it. She just started talking immediately. Said that she had to get our IDs and pat us down.
You know, they said the Supreme Court has ruled that identification, refusing to give identification, is now against the law, right?
Yes.
So it kind of conflicts with the whole idea that if a cop contacts you, you're supposed to be free to walk away. You're supposed to be free to not answer any of their questions and just keep going. Of course, that doesn't
like that.
Yeah, they don't tend to appreciate that sort of approach. So she demanded your identification, and then what happened?
I basically told her no, and she said, well, we can take this another route, and she got on the radio and called for backup, claiming she had uncooperative suspects.
Okay.
And there was obviously another officer in the area because he was there within, it seemed like seconds, but it probably could have been a minute or so.
Okay.
And
why did you wait?
Well, I don't know.
Asking.
I just stood there.
Understood.
I mean, it was just a matter of seconds before this other officer came up,
right,
grabbed my arm, and had me pinned up against the handrail. So,
wow. Do you feel like that was unnecessary?
It was very unnecessary.
Did you let her pat you down?
I told her she could, but I wasn't giving her my ID. I told her she could pat me down because she said that she can pat me down without a warrant.
That is true. That's called a Terry pat for anybody who is curious. If a cop feels as though they're threatened by you, if a cop feels as though there's a chance that you could have a weapon, and she claims she was investigating gunshots.
That pat down has to take place after you're under arrest.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's called the Terry pat. If a cop stops you, and whether you're in your car or whatever, and the cop has reason to believe you could be armed, they have the ability to do a Terry pat, and that means that they can pat you down on the outside of your clothing. Their intention of the Terry pat is to find a weapon. So if you have something hard or sharp in your pocket, that gives them then, I think, the reasonable suspicion that they need to reach into your pocket and remove whatever that item is. Now, if they find drugs during a Terry Pat, that is something that you could have thrown out in court. Because they're not supposed to, they find something soft, you know, bag of marijuana in your pocket, clearly it's not a weapon.
Right.
And they should not have been reaching in there to get it. In your post, you said that they reached in and pulled out your wallet.
Yes, it did. It did.
How could you possibly, what I want to know is how you could possibly mistake someone's wallet for some sort of a gun.
Hmm.
So they pulled your wallet out, and then they got your ID out of the wallet, right?
He looked through everything in my wallet. I had several credit cards, my handgun license, my ID, my work ID, and several other items in there.
Didn't they make some sort of offhanded comment about your license to carry?
Yes, he did. He looked at another cop and he said he does have a handgun license, as if that has something to do with the shots fired.
Yeah, brilliant detective work.
As though you have a handgun license and that has something to do with shots having been fired in the neighborhood.
God. It's a good thing you weren't carrying that night, man.
I normally do. The only reason I wasn't was because I was planning on drinking, and that's obviously not a good idea.
Yeah, good idea. In a lot of states, I think you're banned. I don't know if it's this way in Indiana, but you're banned from carrying inside bars anyway, right?
No, no.
Okay, maybe not in Indiana. So
you can't carry if your blood alcohol is above 0.04.
Let me ask you this. In hindsight, do you think that there was ever a time where you could have, if you had maybe approached this like, you know what, I'm not under arrest, I'm just leaving. I mean, do you think that you ever had that opportunity that you could have just said, well, you know, where you could have said, am I under arrest, you know, and had her say no, and then just left?
I suppose I could have, but I don't think I would have gone very far.
Hmm.
I think that's what he was really asking.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you want to do when you're dealing with the cops is try to turn the tables on them. They're trained to ask you questions that are very invasive, very nosy, and they're very authoritative about it. I have the right to ask these questions. You're just a citizen. And, well, you have a right to ask questions, too.
Right.
They're a public servant, allegedly.
The way you want to ask questions is also in a way that makes a cop feel at ease. If you can make them laugh, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that your questions are good, Johnson. Am I under arrest? That's a yes or no question. You either are or you're not. And the cop will have to tell you at that point. And if you're not under arrest, then you can ask if you're being detained. And if so, why?
I actually, the way I've always handled cops in the past is by being kind of cocky and funny with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you ask, am I under arrest, or, you know, were the shots fired by the gang of terrorists in the area? You know, like, just make them laugh.
Well, that's my suggestion for, and somebody else on the BBS made a great suggestion that...
I don't think I would even say the word terrorist.
I would absolutely, I'd joke about it. Absolutely, you know, just... I would not be bothered by it at all. As long as you are doing it in a way that's not, you know, you're not trying to be...
scary.
Right, you're not trying to be
intimidating.
Scary. You're not trying to be intimidating. You just, you want to...
You're the friendly citizen.
Right.
Who doesn't mind helping a little bit,
right,
but is curious just about the status of his detainment.
Right. You want to be as friendly as possible
friendly
without cooperating.
Friendly and knowledgeable. I think that's the other thing that's important, mm-hmm, because once you start showing the cop that you know a thing or two about their job and what they're supposed to be doing, and a thing or two about your rights, and you made some claims that you knew your rights, but I think claiming to a cop that you know your rights is kind of like a verbal push or a verbal shove. Like,
yeah,
hey, I know my rights, copper.
Right. You don't want to challenge. You're not there to challenge their authority or their power.
Yeah. So one of the
basically when I said that was because he asked me why I refused to show ID, and then.
Mm-hmm.
How else do you answer a question like that?
You ask a question. That's the most critical thing with any authority figure is to continue asking questions. So why don't you want to show me ID? Well, why do I have to show you ID?
Right.
Is there a law that says I have to?
Yeah, keep asking questions. About
right.
It.
It's their responsibility to answer questions, and if they don't want to answer questions, then they look bad. Hey, good call, man. We appreciate it. And, Casey, we're going to discuss this a little bit more coming up. 1-800-259-9231. There was another good suggestion that was made on the BBS by another user that after all was said and done, he should have gotten their badge numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
And he didn't. So that's another key issue. Get their badge numbers. Find, you know, note down what time it was, where you were. And, actually, you can ask the cop for a pencil and paper. They're supposed to serve you, right? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming, That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the shrine of female listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their picture, and we put them up there on the website at freetalklive.com.
There's some new ones, too.
There are brand new ones. We're putting fresh ones up every week now. I mean, it's incredible. So, actually, we need another submission now, because I don't have anything for this weekend. So, if you're a lady listener and you want to be on the shrine, now's your chance. So, email your pictures, ladies, to ftl@freetalklive.com. Of course, we'd prefer if you validated them, which means that you're holding up a sign in the picture that shows that you listen to Free Talk Live. So go check it out, the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We were talking to Casey a little while back about his little encounter with the police. I just wanted to reiterate tips on dealing with the cops. You know, they are very authoritative. They're trained to be intimidating. They're trained to make you think that they have authority, when in fact, they're just people with uniforms on. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean you can speed away if a cop's behind you and they put their lights on, okay? They think they have authority.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they're sure of it, and they're going to do whatever it takes to show you that they think that they have authority. So you
might shoot you if you
disobey. Right. So you have to be a good little citizen, obviously, in order to keep your life. But you can still be a good citizen and still control the situation much better than most people do. If you watch Cops, they'll show you all the wrong things. Cops is a show that's, you know,
there to glamorize the police. It's there to kind of indoctrinate people into what not, or you know, into what not to do when the cops deal with you. They're not going to show somebody on Cops who's asking the cops questions. They're not going to show somebody that appears to know their rights on Cops.
Take that one step further, and have you, I don't know if you've ever seen CSI.
I have not.
It's like even worse, you know, where the cops are, you know, specifically go into an area and they bend the law and they do a little bit of stuff.
And they never get brought up on charges.
No.
And
well, actually they do.
Oh, really?
Actually they do in that show.
Well, in real life,
always,
they don't.
You know, it's always like a bad thing. And
in real life, they don't ever get brought up on charges. They do whatever they want. So you got to be careful with them. They're dangerous, okay? They're people who are armed that believe they have authority over you. So you have to kind of play the game a little bit. And so when they come up to you and start asking you invasive questions about, you know, they pull you over or they stop you on the side of the road, where you going, buddy? Where you going, man? What's your name?
I always wonder why they want to do that. But it seems like they do.
Where you going? Where are you coming from? How long you been out here? They ask you questions like that. They're just trying to get you to, they're fishing. Basically, they're trying to... Now, whether or not the cops in Casey's case were actually investigating a crime is a whole other question. That's my suggestion for Casey and anybody else in his situation. If you're walking down the street and a cop approaches you, that's a contact. That's the cop fishing for information. That cop wants to find out that you're doing something wrong, and he wants to arrest you. He doesn't just want to question you. That's the purpose of the questioning. The purpose is to put you in jail for something. That's why they ask all those questions. They want to trip you up. They want you to, you know, tell them a lie, and then they want to catch you in it. And then that gives them even more suspicion to ask even more questions.
See, that's the problem, is what people don't ever realize is that when a cop does that to you, that's when you need to be friendly to the cop. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? You out looking for terrorists? You know, you just... I've done it before. I've absolutely done that before. It's not too flippant.
Really?
It's really not. Think about what the cops do when you're on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They do it in reverse. They say, "You got any bombs in there?"
Yeah.
And they ask people like that, especially drunks and whatnot, because if you don't get the joke or you sweat that and you don't laugh,
mm-hmm.
if you don't laugh, cops do that constantly. Mm-hmm. And if you don't laugh, then they know there's something wrong.
If a cop approached me and suggested, hey, can I talk to you for a moment? We got reports of gunshots in the area. That was her approach on him. Can I talk to you for a moment? We've heard reports of gunshots.
You acknowledge them. Oh, hey, oh,
who
really?
Reported the gunshots? And then let him answer the question. Because personally, I don't believe that when cops make those contacts, I think they're just totally fudging that. I think they just make stuff up. I think they just approach you and say, hey, we're investigating an armed robbery. Can I talk to you for a moment? There was no armed robbery. You just want to talk to me. You just want to put me in a jail cell, don't you, copper? So ask them questions about the armed robbery. Really? What store got robbed? There's no reason why they wouldn't tell you, right? I mean, you're just asking simple questions. Oh, my goodness. How long ago did it happen? Oh, was there anybody on the scene? You know, just ask as many questions about the situation as possible.
That's
and then
a good
if
idea.
They're lying to you, they're going to say, oh, you know what? I just got a call on the radio. We got to go. You know, they're going to leave you alone. So that's the first thing I would do is question their premises. And then once they start asking you more questions, ask them about the law. Ask them about, you know, anything you can think of to keep control of the conversation. Because he who asks the questions, and this is an old sales adage, right, Manwich?
Yeah.
He who asks the questions is winning.
It's the truth.
See, I don't think
if you're answering questions in the whole sales process, you're losing.
I definitely don't agree with that premise, because I think most people, when they take that, they're not able to take that and not be combative about it. The thing is that you want...
The cops?
No, the people, just in general, when they start questioning cops like that, they're not able to take control of the conversation without being combative. People, too often, they act nervous, they act weaselly, and they act combative. If you act
Everyone's
relaxed...
Everyone's nervous when the cops approach
you. I'm not.
Really?
Ever. No.
I am, because there's a guy
and
with a gun.
And cops always leave me alone, and they're friendly with me. Always. And I get tickets thrown out in court because I know what I'm doing.
Well, I do my best to not act nervous, but my adrenaline is pumping when cops deal
never.
With
me. Mine is never pumping. I'm like, oh.
Really?
You know, if they believe, this is a person who believes that they are keeping the world safe.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that they are a good person. They believe that they're a good guy. They like kicking back bruises. They believe that they're blue-collar cops.
I approach them from that aspect, but I assume they're
hey,
dangerous.
Buddy, how's it going? They are. But so what? So is an animal. You go up to an animal like,
how I approach it. I'm
you're
just
friendly.
Telling
you pet the dog. You
I
let
am
them
friendly
your
with
hand
the cops.
And
I think you can ask questions in a friendly manner. Are you suggesting you can't?
I think some people can't. I don't think they're good with it.
Well, it takes practice, obviously. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Moments remain here, so if you wanted to get on, you better do it now. 800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, join our AMP program. We give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, the archives, the bulletin board system, much, much more, all on the house. And it's always going to be that way. But we've created the Advertise, Market, and Promote program so you can help us spread the show. Get us on more radio stations. Get us on more people's MP3 players. Actually contribute to Free Talk Live's advertising campaigns, basically, is what you're doing, for $3 a month. That's all we're asking. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by at least 25%. So there you go.
You know, it's a real opportunity. I don't think I've never heard of the opportunity of listeners to buy commercial time and have the hosts.
It's revolutionary.
Talk over it, yeah.
So, amp.freetalklive.com. I want to clarify this this whole dealing with cops situation. You guys think that I'm coming off as being aggressive when I'm asking questions, and that's not what I'm suggesting people do at all. I'm suggesting you ask questions in a very innocent manner as though you're just a citizen and you don't know anything.
All right, I want to give three scenarios real quick, and okay. The reason why I advocate my approach. Okay, you're pulled over by a cop. You're on the side of the road. Now, there are three ways you can approach this. You can approach this like some libertarians think that that's a good way to approach things and to say, why have you pulled me over? I know my rights. What's going on here?
I don't know anyone who would do something like
that. That's very aggressive. There are people out there who would do that. Why have you pulled me over? I don't have time for this.
Right.
Okay? That's one
terrible
challenging,
approach.
Terrible approach. Okay? The other approach seems somewhat like you're advocating, a little bit when you're saying, you're nervous, you're sitting there, why have you pulled me over? Is there a problem, officer? Smells fear. immediately. Uh-huh. That cop now knows he's in control of you, and he's going to act intimidating.
He can act as intimidating as he wants to. As long as you keep asking questions, you should be all right.
Maybe, maybe not. But he's got control. At that point, that cop has control of you, and that's psychologically, you read the Stanford Prison study or whatever right. that says that you know you act intimidated, that cop is going to get more aggressive. Now, the other approach, the reason why I advocate this is, is there a reason why you pulled me over, and you say some sort of offhanded, flippant comment, if it's available, if it's open to you, but you act very friendly, don't necessarily joke, like,
what's that going 500 miles an hour?
Some cops might take offense to that because you're being a smart ass.
No. And I'm saying only if it's available to you, if the option is available to you. First, be friendly.
It depends on the demeanor of the cop,
I think it would also really depend on the joke, because if you did something stupid, that would be, what's that going 300 miles an hour? And if they were pulling you over for speeding,
First of all, you have you claim you're not nervous when the cops pull you over. Great. There are a lot of people who are. And so they have to have some sort of path to follow, and that path is very simply asking innocent questions. For instance, I was pulled over, I was speeding in a neighborhood, and the cop came up to the window. I had my hands, by the way, hanging out the window to start with. That's a good, either put them up on your steering wheel, or outside the window. She found it weird that they were hanging out the window. She asked me why. I said, I saw an episode of Cops where somebody did that, and it was a good idea. They said it was a good idea. So I kind of passed that one off. She moved right on, and then she made a comment about my tinting on my vehicle. She claimed my tinting could be illegal. I said, oh, really? Oh, well, what exactly does the law say about that? Well, she answered my question.
Right.
She said, well, if it's, this level, and I'm going to call out the, they got like a tint meter that they
I'm sure
out.
They do.
And then she ended up coming back and saying,
tint meter's busy.
Yeah, it's busy. So I gotta go. So nothing happened.
Right.
So I'm just saying, be innocent about the questions. That's all. I mean, if you're nervous, you can still ask questions. It's still the best approach. And definitely don't be aggressive towards cops.
Definitely be friendly.
Do not be aggressive
towards
cops. Don't be aggressive. Because that's like messing with a rabid dog. More coming back tomorrow night. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you then. And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. See you.